This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Flash sale data shows that China has not made any big U.S. purchases yet. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Last Friday was the first WASDE report since the end of the government shutdown. While the markets have already recovered from that report, there is still plenty of information that was released that the markets will continue to look at. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the flash sale data from the shutdown is particularly interesting.
On top of the information that they released with this WASDE report, also released the flash sales that we've seen ever since the government shutdown. And that's an interesting one, because when you start to break that down, you see that China was a buyer of about 700,000 tons of beans, and that's so roughly 10 cargoes. Unknown came in and was a buyer of maybe 600,000 tons. So at the end of the day, you're seeing them buying 1.2 to 1.5 million tons.
McBride said the flash sales show that we have not seen any big grain purchases from China yet.
When they get caught up on these numbers, on these flash sales, we have not seen the big buying come in just yet. And that is a major concern. Now, if it does come in, that'll help us. But it does say that we are overpriced based off of what we know. So we're going to continue to watch these flash sales and these weekly export updates for numbers. But we don't have anything that really has indicated that China has come in and bought like they said they were going to. Now, it's only been 2 weeks. But when the expectation was set forth by our government that they're going to buy 12 million tons by the end of the year, they're running out of time.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.